and my 6'4". It's like that and it's like this. I took her to the pad and we started to kiss. Now my dick's on hard, you know what I'm thinking. Took the panties off and the pussy was stinking. Pulled off my drawers and I started to begin. Now the pussy's wet so my dick slides in. Oh, hidey, 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 you ho.
Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for tuning in to Late Night Family Values, Salt Lake City's favorite podcast slash cult. I'm your host, Leslie Falco, and with me is Aaron Orlovitz.
Hello.
And we also have one of our dear friends, Jackson Banks.
That's Jackie Den Hartog to you.
That's his new stage name.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Den Hartog.
Jackie Den Hartog. It's German.
Sounds
what
German.
Is the significance of that?
It's my mother's maiden name.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a feminist.
You know what? I would consider myself one, yes.
I consider myself one, too.
I love the ladies.
I consider myself a feminist because it gets me into women's pants.
Yeah, for just one night, if you just can just claim that you care about these issues, if you can pull it off for just about 4 hours.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
No,
I kid.
It's the Den Hartog talking.
The Den Hartog.
There are people out there like that, though. There's a lot of people like that. Like, a lot. A lot of dudes out there, I think. Like, even in, like, the young people Salt Lake City circle.
Oh, yeah.
Voted for Trump, but then go to Twilight Lounge and be like, oh, yeah, you know, feminism this, feminism that.
Yeah, yeah.
To try and get laid.
I feel like
there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing.
I don't think a real feminist would be like, go up to a woman and be like, so, feminism, huh?
No. But they don't start that conversation.
Do you think we should have women call in and tell us if they fucked a man because he told her he was a feminist?
Oh, I don't
like
think
she was
it's...
like on the fence and she's like, but he's a feminist.
I don't think that's
no
ever happened, but, I do think that there are people who felt like because the person was supposedly, you know, down with these issues, they felt more comfortable and then fucked that person. And then it turned out they were like I said, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah. I mean, at our core, we are all savage cavemen looking for the next plunder of flesh. But I think that we grew a brain for a reason and we can actually treat each other with a little decency.
With some dignity.
Well, like the weird thing about sex is it's like the most important thing in existence because that's how you propagate your species.
That's how you, yeah. Like that's everything. How you gain eternal life is spreading that seed.
Pretty much,
dog.
Yeah.
And you shall have eternal life. Meaning your face is going to be on billboards. Billboards meaning your descendants.
That's why I donate sperm. Do you know about there's this?
I just might.
Because artificial insemination is like really expensive. So there are people on Craigslist who just like look for dudes who will fuck them.
Wow.
Because it's free to like impregnate them and everything. They like sign a contract or something.
I think weird. I could do that. Do you think it'd give me like $50?
I don't know. I don't know if
$50
if,
for
like,
a fuck
pay you for it.
Yeah,
a buck for a fuck.
They might pay me for it, but not.
Oh,
you.
Oh yeah, but I don't. I couldn't do that. That would be like a day's work because I, you know, my thing, where I don't.
Yeah.
Reach
so tell
completion.
Us. Tell us about that.
I have never reached completion with a lady. I have to. I have to interview myself.
Only young lads. Has he ever reached completion with?
only the young cabin boy have I ever reached completion with. I consider it. I don't consider it a curse in the slightest. I'm always. It's nice to be able to just like go until my body can no longer move.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I mean, being a one pump chump is like if I had to worry about that too over being like an emaciated weird sex pervert, then it would be over.
Like, have you ever faked orgasms?
No. I just tell them, that they don't get me off, and then I watch them squirm, and I find it quite delightful.
Do you ever, like...
For real?
Huh?
For real? Do you get off on that? You're like, you didn't get me off.
I don't get
and then
off
they're
on
like,
it. I just think, it's
like,
funny. I just think it's funny how much they freak out because it's like, welcome to impotence. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to being, feeling like a
have
man.
You, have you seen someone about this? Like a sex psychiatrist?
I don't I don't want to. I don't want to fix it. I really don't. You know, I'm good. I don't ever. I've been like bare as hard and as fast as possible. I have not. And you know what? I think that's a beautiful thing.
You know, I'm going to say that that is incredibly psychologically healthy, and I think that's great, Jackson.
Thank you.
Definitely.
You should,
no one is going to die because of this. I don't think anyone will ever appear under Jackson's floorboards.
Do you think you could? Like, do you think you could, like, if you want to have kids eventually, do you think you could actually, like...
Yeah, yeah, I think
you'd
I
have
could.
To,
I
you'd
could
have
definitely.
To, like, masturbate, like, just into her vagina.
No. Basically. No, there have been moments where I knew that if I made the decision to, like, go there, I probably could. But I just, yeah.
It's your way of fighting back the rejection that you face from women on
maybe,
a daily basis.
Maybe. No, I don't do it to reject them. I do it to, like, go as long as possible and, like, not have to worry about that side of things. I'd rather, like, get them. I could not give a shit if I get off, but getting the lady off, that's where I get my blue ribbon.
How about that?
It's not
ladies.
About me. It's not about me. I love making love to women. I prefer the softer side. I prefer like the intimate. Like I like the
you know,
existential.
If you,
just like whoa, rather than just like.
If you had a different face, you could be James Dean before all the rape accusations.
He got rape accusations.
Yeah. Not the rebel without a cause. The porn star named James.
He
Dean.
was like a feminist porn star, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't know. I've actually
he
never
was,
seen.
I don't
him.
Know what he was considered. I just remember that like apparently. Like someone he was in, like I read an article that says like someone he was in a scene with said they were uncomfortable with some certain stuff and he like just like grabbed them and like forced them to do it. Mm. And that shit was on camera. That was like a released porno film. Mm. And like after it came out that like the woman like didn't want to do that stuff, it became like the most watched like film on Jesus Pornhub.
The Christ. Barbara Streisand effect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It also, some real forbidden pornography.
I think it's
finally
less,
it's wrong on a whole new level.
I think it's less the Barbara Streisand effect and more the like just how horrific people actually are effect. But
well, this leads us into the topic that I want to talk about, which is pornography and its influence on our culture.
I would love to talk about that.
Oh man.
What's your opinion, Jackson?
On pornography?
Yeah.
I think it has its uses sometimes to, like, get your head out of the mythology of sex and just be like, oh, it's just nudity. And like, oh, here, I got some release. But I think at the end of the day, I have found it to be unhealthy for me personally. That's my stance. I can't speak for everyone else, but for me, I've found it to be a drain on my energy. And my self-esteem. I've never been, like, happy. Like, genuinely, like, I had a good day, and I'm really happy right now, and been like, I'm going to load up some porn right now. So, yeah, I don't know. I just
got a promotion at work. I can't wait to get home and beat off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. When you feel accomplished, I don't know if you guys have this, but have you ever, like, done an accomplishment, like, had a good set or something, and been like, I want to kiss a lady on the mouth? Like dip style, just like
V-Day,
like, Welcome Home.
Yeah, no, I don't get like that. But
sometimes I'm just like, I want to make love to a lady right now after my accomplishments. I've earned it, but not with porn. With porn, it's like I failed. I wanna remind myself.
I like the idea that you do something like you get a promotion at work. You're like, I earned this.
I mean, no, there have been times like where I was like with a girlfriend. Where I like, you know, had a good set and it was like, I'm feeling confident and good at myself and the sex comes naturally.
That's a different thing.
But if I had a bad set and I feel like I am inadequate and I feel weird about her like having sex with me, I don't know. It's a weird thing. Like I feel like she wants to less. That could be my own psychology, but
that's probably your brain. But
possibly. I don't know.
It's also probably true too on some levels.
I think if you were to look at me in these two timelines where one of them crushed it and everyone's like, oh, what a great guy. This dude, obviously they're going to be more attracted to than the dude who's like had a bad set and is looking for reassurance. It's clear which one is going to be more attractive. Mm-hmm. Like you can't just.
But if they're like, you have like an established relationship with that person.
I don't think that means anything.
I do.
In the moment, I think that at the end of the day, non-established, that on that scale, one of them is still more attractive than the other one.
I was going to say, personally, to go back to pornography, I think that, I don't know. I don't think our brains were adapted for porn. Does that make sense? Like,
no.
Like, if so, I have seen more naked women, right, because of pornography than someone 100 years ago could have even possibly hoped to dream of, right? Like, and I don't think that's a good thing, probably.
Even Solomon would be like,
yeah, no,
that dude's a lot of naked dicks.
I can view more people, like, I can view more nudity than King Solomon could have achieved in his lifetime in an afternoon with pornography. Like we talk about King Solomon as this, like, crazy, like, Casanova sex pervert who had, like, 300 wives and, like, 1,000 concubines. Yeah, yeah. I can Google image search this crap.
But I still think that Solomon's 300 wives feels better than your 3,000 pixels that you whacked it to.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not talking about it in that way. I'm just talking about the image.
Yeah.
Do you think if nudity wasn't taboo, pornography would even exist?
Yeah, because it's the sex thing.
Yeah, you still want to watch people have sex with each other. I mean, I don't.
But, no, so, like, Mark Maron has this bit where,
porn
like,
if, brain, right?
Yeah, where, you, like, yeah. You get porn brain, like, you forget what's, like, real, because, like, if you were to walk down a hallway and, like, peer into these rooms in a time period without pornography, let's say, like, 60 years ago, you go to this hotel, and in each room, the doors are open, and it's just people fucking. That would be a thing you never, ever forgot. You would be like, this is the most incredible thing that has ever happened. And you can just do that on the internet, like I said, in minutes. You're searching for clips. It's. I don't think that's healthy for our brains. I don't know. Like, I totally believe that, like, all things, there's a level of, like, responsible use that, like, you know, and it can be good for people, but I think as a whole, it's probably, at least from my perspective, probably not the best thing.
You're repressed.
I think
is that what it is, though?
No, I don't think so.
I think pornography has an effect of repressing people. I've heard of plenty of people talking about how, like, they can't get off unless, like, they can't get off, like, normally. There has to be pornography. People who have, like, you know, different issues.
No, that's,
like, with their sexuality, because, like, basically they need the porn. The porn becomes their access.
Maybe that's me. Maybe that's what's happened.
Be. Well, I haven't masturbated to pornography in probably 2 years.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I support that too.
But so the reason why I did it in the first place was because it was, like, hard for me to finish with women sometimes if I didn't, like, think about, like, some porn star. Like, that was, like, my expectation.
Jenna.
Whoa.
So it's like honestly, I quit watching porn so that I could have sex with less attractive women.
Well,
that was, like, the main.
I think the way I said it is nicer. But
I've never felt that. I don't think that is.
I like being real.
Yeah, that's not the. That's not how I would have viewed it.
I don't think porn has ever changed, like, my standards of. For me, like, I have to be, like, very, very attractive to them to have sex with them. It can't be something I have to, like, think about, which is quite hypocritical of me when you consider.
Well, there's well, like,
obviously when you're doing that, there has to be some level of physical attraction.
Well, there's, like, physical stimulation too. Like, you could, like, sit next to a woman who is, you're not attracted to, but if she starts, like, rubbing your thigh or something, like, she could probably get you hard.
I doubt it.
Possibly.
You don't think?
Yeah.
I think she could.
Well, we should test this. I'll bet you.
I would.
Let's do it. We need some volunteers.
All right. We need your least attractive woman, Salt Lake City, to come down here and jerk these boys off. That's be like getting cast. Remember, imagine being the woman, and there are thousands of women in a movie who's just like, and you will be fat, stupid bitch. Like,
that's true, man. It would be so weird to be like trying to make it as an actress or something,
yeah,
and knowing that you are going to always be typecast as.
I bet it could be liberating, though.
The unfuckable like sidekick or something.
True, true. I think it could be liberating. Like, if you love performing and you're like, I don't have to worry about how fucking tight and taut my body is.
That's true. That's.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
It's probably a blessing and a curse in some ways.
I like the idea of success for a role where like your title could be Grenade Number One. I've made it. I'm Grenade Number One in Judd Apatow's new film.
Grenade Number One. What is a grenade?
Oh man, it's a Jersey Shore term.
A feisty fat woman.
No.
What is it?
It's a Jersey Shore term, and it's like when. Like there's like a, and it's stupid and bad. I'm gonna start with this. It's sexist and bad, but it is kind of funny. The idea is that there's like a group of women. You're a group of dudes. You're meeting up, and one of them is like the unattractive one, right? And someone takes it upon themselves to fall on the grenade to save the rest of their squad. You know.
I see.
Yeah, that's a grenade.
Is that a real situation where if one of the meetup couples doesn't click, then they all have to.
I don't know.
I don't think
I've ever.
I don't
like,
know.
Been in a circumstance where that's been.
That seems psychotic. Like we all need to hit it off spontaneously with a stranger to the point that we have sex that night.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that guy. I don't think I'm a hookup guy.
I always
thought I was. I fucking hate it.
I'm certainly not. But like I said, it was a Jersey Shore thing, and so that's at least how I learned the term was from the TV show The Jersey Shore. And in that show, they would, like, arbitrarily set up those sorts of situations where, like, the four, like, Guido Italian, like, guys would go out and then they'd, like, meet these girls. Like, one would be, like, kind of rude and, like, not into it. And so someone would have to, like, fall on the grenade and, like, flirt with her so she would be happy with the situation.
Yeah. No, it happens for sure. Me and Falconer have wingmanned it, and there were two situations. Me and actually, that wasn't his name. What was your name, Leslie?
Leslie Falco.
Me and Leslie Falco have wingmanned it before. And in the first pair of girls, I was hitting it off. Leslie fucking blew it hard. And the second pair, they were into Leslie, but the other one was not into me. And that is a brutal feeling.
Yep, that she wouldn't even jump on the grenade for her
friend.
She
wouldn't even, yeah, she was so, I mean, but I'm just come to accept. No.
She wouldn't even jump on the grenade.
I mean, how many, I'm trying to think of one, I can think of one sexual experience I've had where it was sort of spontaneous. I was like on like the road with my band and they were like on the road alongside us. So we had a previous rapport and we had like, you know, we slept together, but I've never... Wait, there was that one. It can't be positive. But in my experience, there have been a couple. Okay.
These are all like inside. You're like looking at each other knowingly.
No, I'm not looking at you knowingly. Sorry. I like flashback to these wonderful nights in my life.
Oh, God.
But, by the way, I just want to say that every day Jackson has a different view on what he wants out of sexuality.
That's true.
I mean, it's constant, and I'm constantly
every
changing.
Time I see Jackson, he's like, you know, I don't think I want to have casual sex anymore. And then 1 hour later, he's going to be like hitting on every micer.
Okay. I do not fucking hit on open mic female comedians. I do not bring it to the workplace. I hit on the waitresses. Goddamn it. But no, I think for like a one night stand, it's like there's a good chance you're going to have a bad time because you just have different taste in what sex is.
But when everything aligns, it's magical.
Sure. But it's just like, it's a very vulnerable, you're both nude and you have a great potential to harm each other. You know what I mean? By like being like, oh, I thought your body would be better. Or, you know what I mean? You can really.
No, what the fuck? Oh, they say that to you.
I've
definitely gotten the impression that they, once they like saw my body, they were like, you know,
yeah.
I've never
it
gotten
happens.
That.
Well,
I'm sure
they're
you
always,
haven't.
They're
I'm
always
sure
like,
haven't.
Oh, holy shit. This
That's
dude
good,
looks
man.
Way better than I thought he would.
For me,
is that what they always say?
I just got to keep my tone
That's what
on.
Their eyes look like.
I'm always going to be scrawny. I just got to keep that tone on, son. And I think I'll be all right.
You just got to be famous.
No, I'm doing fine without the fame, but I need to be like funny. I need to be in the zone. I need to be getting those belly laughs on to make them forget my physical shortcomings.
So have you been watching porn lately?
I have, yes. I was going to say that, like, I didn't masturbate this morning
in
honor of the podcast, but I did. And I felt worse because of it.
Yeah.
When did you, how long did you go without watching porn?
I picked you up from your friend's house.
Uh-huh. It was in his dad's bed. No, it was in the guest bed. How long have I gone without watching porn?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I didn't. What would you count as pornography? Like a scene from a movie that has been rated by the MPAA to be PG-13, but is strangely highly erotic. Would
Do
that
you
be pornography?
Jerk? I mean,
oh,
I guess
there's one. I'll never tell, but there is one scene in one film that I have jerked to probably thousands upon thousands of times.
You got to tell us.
You have to tell us.
I can't. It's too personal.
Is it that embarrassing?
It's. I just can't. It's like a part of my psyche at this point. I can't have you knowing.
Why not?
I'd just rather not. One time I told an ex-girlfriend
tell us what the movie
what it
is.
Was.
Tell us what the movie is
no,
and not the scene.
I can't.
The
I
scene.
Can't.
Well, then tell us what the scene is and not the movie.
Name an actor from the movie.
Describe the scene. I just want to know. I want to masturbate to Jackson's description.
Well, here's
of the
thing. Well, here's the
that
thing
that he,
though. If you knew what it was, like people would see me as like this lecherous, like yeah. But it's a very like straightforward, like traditional, like romantic kind
like
of
a
like
a documentary of Ted Bundy.
No, it's not a documentary. It's just very traditional. Oh my God. No, it's not. It's not a documentary about Ted Bundy.
It's a docudrama about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Just tell us what happens in the scene.
Or an actor. Give us an actor or actress from the movie.
I can't do it.
You can.
What about the scene? There are probably hundreds like of scenes in movies.
It's like a. It's just like some naked people rolling around in like white sheets, but it's like super. Both the actors are like clearly actually into it.
Is
so
it a
like,
sci-fi hey. Movie? Is it a action
it's an,
movie?
It's an action film.
It's an action movie? Is yeah. it from the last 10 years? 2010?
It's going to turn 20 this year.
It's going to turn
it,
20
it,
this year? It's PG-13?
Is it Black Dynamite?
It's not. I wish I jerked it to Black Dynamite.
It's PG-13? It's a PG-13 movie?
It is, yes.
It's PG-13. It will be 20 God. Years this year.
Oh, man. Okay.
It includes a sex scene.
I just wanted, I don't
It's an
know.
Action movie. All right.
He could be
feeding
fun
us
if
fake.
You, yeah, if you keep going, I might go for it. I okay. mean, but there are also other topics we could be covering.
I'll think.
How long have you gone?
Without viewing pornography? Yeah. A really
I never
long
answered how
time.
Long I had gone.
Oh, that's yeah. true.
Longest I went was a year and a half.
Nice.
Did you view that scene from the movie, though, in that year and a half?
No. Viewing, I'm talking about masturbation, pornography, anything.
You didn't masturbate
anything.
For a year and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't masturbate for a year
or,
and a half.
Or, like, have any... Oh, yeah, well, you've never come with a woman, so you didn't...
You must have had nocturnal emissions.
I was very young. Uh-oh. I was very young, so I was
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, because you started... So
I was devout, like I grew up Mormon, and I when I was 13, 14 to 15, I was very devout. And when I was 14, I quit masterbating. I just went full devout.
But
Mormon.
That was
confessed to the bishop that I jerked off in the temple, and like, but I also didn't yet produce semen.
Okay.
But I had, so when I jerked it in the temple, I didn't like come all over the fucking locker.
Yeah.
I just was like, you know.
Weird.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
And so you weren't like sexually mature yet.
Yeah, I had not matured sexually.
So, and then you stopped, so you don't know exactly
so
when you
would
have
I,
been
I would,
sexually mature.
I would guess it would have, no, I didn't get like hair on my, because you start like coming when you get pubic hair, right?
That's I mean, I don't know exactly how that works.
I never masturbated hair. When I couldn't come.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
I first spotted like pubic hair coming in when I was like 14 and a half. I was going to be 15 in like 3 or 4 months. So my voice dropped when I was 15 years old. So I was a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. And then the first time I masturbated, I finally, you know, like went for it. There was this hot soap on at grandma's house. And I was like, damn. And I just start, you know, I start tinkering downstairs. And then I ejaculate. I wept in front of a photo of Gordon B. Hinckley and asked this.
Did you really? Did you? Because I've heard stories like this.
It wasn't a literal. It was like. So I did it. And it was so powerful, I never, like, come, like, and it was, like, a very emotional reaction.
Yeah.
And so, kind of frightening, because I never experienced, so I, like, wept, and, like, went across the room, and, like, stumbled, and I was in front of a picture of Gordon B. Hinckley, and I was, like, looking into it as looking into, like, the past, or, like, innocence, maybe acknowledging that that world had just left me on some level. Then I went in the back and shot some ground squirrels for grandma. So it was like coming and killing in the same day. It was very intense.
That's
Lil Jackie's snuff film.
Dude, is that when you, is that your origin story? Was that, is that the birth of who you are now?
I came for the first time and killed for the first time in the same day.
No, under the eyes of the Mormon prophet.
Yeah, I spilled seed and blood in the same day for my Lord. But yeah, it was a pretty intense day.
Damn.
I had shot like a porpoise.
Since you've been the crazy sex pervert that you are now, how long has it been? Like, how long have you gone without porn or jerking?
There was like I went for like a year and a half, and then I like did it again because it was like for Christmas. My mom was sick of me using the internet in her room, so she got me an Ethernet cable so I could have internet in my room. And then that was like it was over at that point. I was addicted to porn.
Yeah, I wasn't
watching porn before, but it was like once I had that privacy, it was like the natural curiosity.
It was too easy.
It was weird. Like I found not watching porn was a lot easier when I didn't have like guilt over it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I went through a phase where I was, like, watching porn, like, once a day. And I'm like, I feel like dudes watch porn more, or maybe a few times a week. I'm like, I feel like men should watch more porn than I'm watching. That was, like, a thought that I had. And I was like, I'm gonna try, like, watching porn, like, 2 or 3 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
And I did that for, like, a few months.
How old were you?
Like, 24. Okay.
And you felt like you weren't being enough of a man.
And, well, no, it was just, like, an experiment, kind of. And I was like, all right, that was, like, interesting. What if I just, like, didn't watch porn at all? And then, like, that was, like, the next challenge that I did. And I liked that more. And it kind of became, like, a challenge type thing. And then I never really went back to it.
Well, no, I do feel like when you haven't been watching porn, there's a part of you that's just like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm, like, really happy. I think that will fuck with me.
No, exactly. I recently went that.
Well,
like,
I watch it. I just don't jerk off to it. Like, I'll watch porn if it's funny, you know? Like,
well, that's not the same.
That's a little different.
That's not the same.
It's like meat spin.
Yeah,
and,
when you're, like, looking at, like, when it's just like, oh, man, look at this weird thing that happened in a porno, and it's, like, hilarious.
But that's what happens to all porn when you don't watch it for a really long time. You're like, this is such a weird, like, what? There's like filming strangers having sex.
It really is.
Yeah,
it's like when you like really like when you leave your body and think about it for a minute, it is straight up absurd. It's like the like aliens would come down here and be like, they spend the majority of their time like watching other people fuck. Like,
I wonder how much total internet memory is porn.
Oh, probably the majority
like
of it.
Percent?
I'll bet you more than
the majority?
More than 50% of the internet is probably dedicated to pornography.
I could see that where it's like the demand, because if you have a certain TV show.
I'm just talking about the bandwidth usage, just like the amount of,
I'm talking about raw video file, there's more because there's more demand to produce more, because you have a show and you have those 13 episodes or 24 or 100, and that's just what it is. But with porn, it's like, they need to add to the pantheon constantly to keep their many goblin customers satisfied.
Exactly. But the thing I'm saying is that, like, just like in the sheer, I'll bet you porn, I don't even, yeah, I'll bet I'd put money down right now that porn is the number one use of the internet. Like, of like, and probably by
the most universal.
Yeah, and sure. probably by a staggering amount.
It'd be interesting to like study like villages that don't have the internet and like have been like isolated from modern society for a long time see like and what like, they
how they
yeah like how they masturbate or like what or, they look
or
at
or maybe what kind of women they're
they
attracted
like they
to.
Like build
just all
like,
women
they build like a female looking sex doll out of like leaves
just look at weird knots on
trees out of poison ivy. That's their vice. It's just like my dick itches when I fuck it, but it's really good in the moment.
Yeah, who knows, but yeah, I don't know. I've found that when I go without for extended periods of time, I feel much better about myself.
That's true. And I think this might have been why the first time I did it, it was so intense. Mm-hmm. Because when you haven't done it for a while, it kind of like hurts.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ow, 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 ow. So it does feel like God is punishing you right then and there for ejaculating. But yeah, after that, I went like 6 weeks because I went through this gnarly breakup. And I just knew deep down that if I was watching porn, it was going to make it worse. And every woman would just become this girl
that dumped me. It totally does make it worse.
And now I've recently gone through another breakup scenario and I have continued using porn. And it is true. Every girl just becomes them. Wow. You know what I mean? With another person. So it's... But you just keep going, you know, you just truck on through and jerk off to them with other people. It's just great. It's great for your mind.
Maybe that's how people end up becoming into cuckolding. They just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They go through a breakup and they just are like, oh, it's her. And they're banging this dude.
No,
now.
There's definitely a certain like, oh, my God, they slept with someone else. And then just like, oh, what was it like? And your mind wanders. And I have found that if you've been using pornography, that thought is a lot more pervasive and like intrusive, where if you haven't been using pornography, then you're not like weirdly fetishizing your girlfriend with other people.
That's true. I personally, have never been like I've always been aware that they're probably sleeping with other people, but I've never been like, oh, what was it like? Personally, I have such low self-esteem. I almost universally believe like I go, oh, what was it like? I go, better than with me.
It's probably helping.
Yeah.
But no, the porn with that too.
I mean, if it's not, then, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how that would even matter anyway.
Yeah. If you've been indulging in the porn and you picture her just getting just her mind blown by this other dude or woman or whatever, then it's like, oh my God, it's like hot, but I'm also in hell right now. But if you
and I've never thought it hot. I've always just found that to be depressing. Just be like, oh man, damn, that's too bad.
It gets in there where it's just like, you know, you could jerk up to this right now. It's like the devil on your shoulders. Like, you could like brand this into your brain forever by jerking off to this.
Oh, weird.
But if you haven't been using porn, you're just like, well, if another guy did a better job next time I'm in there, I'll do my best. And it's a little more wholesome. Just like, fuck it. I'll do what I can. But
I mean,
I'm not going to get hung up over.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Jack, all the way up to the point where like you find it so hot that they're banging someone else that you wanna jerk to it. Like
I've never found it hot.
It's just made me sad.
I think it might be a coping mechanism too, where it's just like, maybe if I jerk it to this, it won't have any power over me. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite is what happens.
That sounds remarkably unhealthy.
It is remarkably, remarkably unhealthy.
I think Jackson should be a sex therapist.
So, yeah, I would like to see. It would be like, so you know how
have
Hannibal.
You tried,
you know,
have you
Hannibal,
tried never coming with a woman?
You know,
did
Hannibal.
Did you try that?
You know, Hannibal Lecter.
I like it.
So, like, his whole shtick is that he's a psychologist that's, like, also a crazy sociopath murderer, and he, like, goes and finds these people and, like, fucks with their mind enough to make them into crazy sociopathic murderers.
Hannibal Buress for a second.
And so
go on.
And that's what Jack would be to sex therapy. He would be the Hannibal Lecter of sex therapy. Just go and find other people having these issues and just make it so much worse.
Yeah,
then you can help the police track them down.
Yeah, yeah. Lesbian couples, I would manipulate my way into their issues and be cucked by them. I would like to I'd like to.
I don't think that's being cucked.
No, that's
what is being.
I think
cucked?
That's being a being voyeur. Cucked is,
yeah, so, I'm a voyeur. No, yeah. I don't know. When though.
You,
I don't.
When you get a cuckold, like as a sexual fetish, is the idea that you enjoy watching your girlfriend or wife or a significant other, boyfriend, whatever it is, have sex with someone else. And some people even, I guess, kind of enjoy the emotional trauma. I was seeing this the other day that they find it hot to be like the idea of like walking in on your girlfriend cheating on you.
Oh, wow.
Which is.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
It's pretty dark. That's like
I mean, I like.
Heavy.
Well, here's
heavy.
The
that's
here's
some heavy self-esteem heavy. Shit.
Well, here's
man.
The quote how I think cuckolding could be like how I could admire it. I guess
yeah.
is if you're doing it to like overcome those feelings of jealousy. Like you're confronting like the worst type of jealousy that you could experience, mm-hmm. so that you like. Can control it or like have power over
I
it.
I think that's probably the idea, but as we were talking with Jackson,
to it. Yeah, you get addicted to it.
Then
it
just has the power over you in a different way.
Yeah.
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 Cut out the part about me and lesbian couples. Anyways, I think porn has an interesting. I mean, have you ever, I think porn definitely influences objectifying women, you know?
I do too.
Yeah, I think, well, the main thing that porn did for me is it basically gave me, like, unrealistic beauty expectations for women.
I think that comes from other places than pornography.
Yeah,
I think that's right there on the silver screen,
like, yeah.
But I do think it doesn't, like, they say porn makes you weird around women, you know what I mean, and see them as objects. I kind of overcame that because I had a weird epiphany, because you know how it's like, women don't want to be objects, but they're dressing sexy. Aren't they making themselves objects? When really they're just, like, trying to be sexy. You know what I mean? Because you can be sexy and still be a person. And once you realize that those aren't, like, mutually exclusive, then I think you don't have nearly as much of a problem with, like, objectifying women.
Mm-hmm.
It's liberating to be like, oh, that's a human being. And you know what? We didn't get along. That's why we didn't fuck. It's not because I like failed at this game. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like, there's nothing there. If there's no like social click, then how are you going to have sex with someone if you can't even have a conversation?
I think like pure objectification doesn't happen that often.
I think the logical conclusion of objectification.
I think
like,
when people refer to objectification, they don't mean that like you look at that person and go, that is a tool for my sexual pleasure and nothing else. What they mean is that, like, your whole intention in interacting with this person is to try and get them into bed with you, or to just like ogle them or something.
Okay,
like
that. Well, so then I do objectify women.
Sorry, I mean, every
Jack. But no. So the
anytime a man talks to a woman at a bar, he's objectifying a woman. Then
I
don't know.
I don't think
you
so.
Can because that's a slippery
well,
slope
so
to
it's
vilifying.
My main, so
yeah.
It can change, but it is my main, like my initial motive, if I'm hitting on a woman at a bar, is to have sex with her eventually.
Yeah.
She could be really cool, and then I could be like, oh, like, this girl could be my friend.
See, what I'm saying is you need, like, in order to escape, like, the pitfalls of objectification, you need to be going into those interactions, like, without just seeing that person as potential sex. Like being like, hey, this is a person
yeah.
who I would like.
But, and you're going like, to get laid even, more that way anyway.
Even in your language, it's like instead of like, oh, like I want to have sex with this person. It's like personness should come first. Like this is a person
yeah.
I would like to have sex with.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. that, yeah, if you treat them as a person first, you're going to have a better interaction all around. And
yeah.
you're more
yeah.
likely to have sex anyway if you just chill the fuck out and stop being a weird red pill, whatever. Just like, no, don't show weakness. Just like, just be you. Women are much more attracted to me when I'm like happy and like having a good time.
Yeah.
Other than just like, look how sexy he walk. You know what I mean? Just yeah. like, oh, he's smiling. Look at that smile. He takes good care of his teeth.
No, I had the most success on Tinder when my like primary goal was to have an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Or like find
yeah. exactly.
what's interesting about this person and like
yeah.
get to know them.
See, that's. Yeah, and that's way better.
But
like,
I was doing that so that I could have sex with them.
Well, so okay, so you had...
But
you,
I mean, it's
you,
still
you,
a more
you,
genuine...
You came around, you had an ulterior motive, which is shitty, but...
On Tinder, though, can you accuse someone of an ulterior motive on a fucking fuck app?
Okay, personally, what I'm getting at here is,
yeah.
you're right, like, but like this shit, like, you know, that sort of style of objectification isn't invited. Like you said, you could be a person and you can be sexy. Those aren't separated things.
Yeah.
Clearly, people on Tinder... are looking for dating and sex and all of that sort of stuff. Like, I mean, like, I guess.
And friendship.
Oh, God. I just looking that was for funny friends. When I never understood
it's
that.
It's like, how much of a loser are you that you have to go on Tinder to make friends?
Honestly, I think it might be like a decent tool if you like moved to a new city to like get on Tinder and like go out with a few people and be like, hey, if we hit it off, we hit it off. If not, maybe I can make a new friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Think that's how any date should be.
That's
honestly
how I've always felt about it.
Yeah, just
but if you put it, I'm talking about people who just put only on here for friends.
That is weird.
That's all.
That is weird. I mean,
the only reason why because, I posted this picture of me in a bikini.
Especially
because I want a platonic friend.
It's especially because it's the, it's reputation. Like, you
right.
know, like no one gets on Tinder not knowing what Tinder is, you know, it has a reputation and it's
a bad one.
Yeah. Well, a lot, I mean, people refer to it as like a hookup app. I know a lot of people that don't just hook up off of Tinder, but like, you know, go out and like get coffee with that person and see what's going down. But yeah, I don't know why you would go to that.
I'm going to start swiping on dudes and be like, or no, go on Grindr. Be like,
well,
just on here to make new friends.
They might. I don't know. I'm sure there are plenty of
no,
men.
No, there
that
are.
Would
okay, so
down.
That is like
well, there
a
are
kind
a
of
bunch
an,
of men who would try and like turn me.
That's of kind course, of yeah. That's yeah. kind of an issue on Grindr. There are a bunch of straight women who make profiles on Grindr trying to find a gay best friend. Like that trope. I'm not even joking. I was looking through my friend's Grindr and like just kind of like going through it and straight up. There are like, you know, maybe one in 50 people on there is a woman looking for a gay best friend in like, which I think is pretty messed up. Like the idea is like, in,
why does he have to
that's,
be a gay?
Exactly. I feel like that's
exactly.
friend objectification.
That's
well,
exactly what it
well,
is.
She wants a male friend who isn't trying to fuck her all the time.
Well,
that's
no, 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 no. That's like, that would be preferable. Still not the nicest like idea, but no, what they have this idea in their mind that like gay men are this like a sidekick to straight women. Like they've seen all the movies, all these things. They're like, they want someone to go shopping with them. And like, they want like, like they want like this advice. Like there's this stereotype of what a gay man is.
Yeah.
And they want like that in their life.
Basically like the stereotype being a woman in a man's body who can impart wisdom to the women.
Exactly. And like gay men are not on that app to make friends with straight women.
They're there to fuck.
Or
we should
maybe
make
they're
a
there
gay
to
best
bang.
Friend app.
Maybe they're there to bang. Maybe they're there to like find other people in the gay community. Yeah. Maybe they're there to date, have a relationship, whatever. What they definitely are not looking for is
a straight best friend.
Is a woman to become best friends with.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a
I would
point.
Love that. Like, you know, you talk to people, like, how'd you meet? People will say, oh, we met on Tinder, we met on Grindr, whatever. You're like, oh, how did you, you know, hey, how did you meet Jake? You know, hey, Jenny, how did you meet Jake? Jake seems like a pretty cool guy. Oh, I was looking for a gay best friend on Grindr.
It's like shopping for a fucking pet. It's kind of weird.
That's super objectifying in, like, a friend way, not, like, in a non-sexual way.
How do you decide who to swipe on? Like, oh, this
right?
This gay man would not this make is, a good friend.
This is not a
appearance.
Man. Yeah, his
appearance.
Yeah, his style. Yeah, they look at his appearance and go, "Oh man, this guy will be perfect at taking me shopping and giving me advice." Like, what in the actual fuck?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's.
I wonder if there's anyone on Grindr whose game is to try and bang the girls who say they want a gay best friend.
Yeah,
about
well,
how
I'm
funny
saying
it'd be
we
to
should
do that.
Get make Grindr profiles and just like just looking for a straight female best friend.
Yeah,
and then
see
I had
how
that
many
exact
yeah.
thought.
How many straight then, female yeah. best friends we can get.
Yeah, yeah, and then we strike, and then it'll be like maybe we'll just fuck one time. Wouldn't that be fun? And I'm like, or 1,000 times. Come on,
I mean,
buddy.
I don't want to go in there as the wolf in sheep's clothing, but I would
well, it's
like
too late for that. Dude.
I would,
you are one.
I would why.
Because you're doing this with us. you've spilt your blood in the bowl and you've made a covenant with Satan to deceive these women.
Well, I'll deceive them. I'm just not going to try to deceive them into sex.
Well, then where's the fun in that?
I mean, I like, I don't know, maybe I get off on just the deception, but... Okay,
good for you.
I think only wanting to be friends with someone is objectification.
No, it's
not. I think that...
You both are objects to me.
No, I mean, I think maybe you can, in like a platonic way, objectify someone, but I don't think that's like typical of friendships.
I think all of my best friends, we have to have sex at some point. And that's really why I invited you on the podcast today. It's because I want to bring our friendship to the next level.
I mean, at this point in my life, I'll try anything to feel close to another human being. So.
I do think that if you truly think you're straight, you should like have sex with a man just to be sure.
I mean, you might not need to. You might not need to have sex with a man, but definitely kiss one or something. I have many times. Yeah, it's cool. It's not. It doesn't rev my engine in the same way, but it's...
I kissed the man once.
Yeah, it's fun, I guess.
Yeah. So are we doing this or what?
Are we kissing?
Yeah, do we want to do a three-way kiss?
Yeah, let's do a three-way kiss.
Okay.
And also, for the rest of the episode, we're going to be jerking each other off, just listeners, just so you know that's what's happening.
Oh, man. No, this is weird. I was going to mention that... No, I think that it's actually... easier to go with without the porn if you couple that without jerking off. Like, if you try to stop watching porn.
If you have your friends jerk you off instead.
Yes, right.
Well,
if your friend comes over and you watch the porn and they jerk you off while you watch
count.
It. Doesn't count. Now, I think masturbation, like, is clearly, like, natural, but I think, like, the coupling of it with porn has made people, like, much more furious masturbators. I've read this thing about death grip, people call it. Like, dudes, like, it's kind of like a thing where, like, dudes will, like grip their dick so tight when they masturbate that it causes, like, damage to the erectional tissue.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Or, like, people get, like, little scars in there. It's called Peyronie's disease. It like kinks your dick and stuff. Like, people have like,
I think I might have that.
Apparently it like, it also makes your dick small.
I don't have that. High five.
Feminist ally. But
yeah, apparently like there's a bunch of like weird side effects from the way that people masturbate.
Yeah. You can damage yourself.
Yeah. And, it's interesting just because they're these side effects, which were things like years ago they weren't finding in people in their 20s, are now like everywhere for people in their 20s. Like, people from like age 20 to 30 are just like at record numbers going to clinics with like broken dicks and like,
yeah, well,
dicks,
it's
like, and like desensitized dicks and stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's me. Maybe that's me. I think the pornography definitely makes you... yeah, it's definitely, I think that is what kicks off the addiction part of things. Because if you're just jerking off to like a sexual fantasy, then I don't feel like you're like, I got to get back into fantasy land again right now. Look at all these fantasies.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not all over there. Yeah, there isn't like flashing ads of new like, fantasies.
It's
a fucking Willy Wonka of sex, dude. It's like, come with
me. And there are consequences, and you become, you are what you jerk off
this
to.
This world is pure imagination.
I am two girls kissing. You are what you.
You are, oh God.
What if we made a dating app where you matched people based on, like, you can only see their porn browser history? Like, that's how you...
Straight up, I think I get a lot of matches because when I do view pornography, I like the porn that's made for women. Like, nice porn.
No, I agree.
I like porn that's
really
nice.
Like the...
I like it with, like, nice lighting.
Yeah. And, me too.
Like,
me
I like
too.
Some high production values. I'm not into this, like, gonzo pile driver into the ground stuff.
I'm not super into straight porn. Because it's always like, oh, she's fucking
his
dick.
I mean, I'm not talking about girl on girl. I'm just talking about...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I'm into, like, girl on girl for women.
Weird. Okay. I feel like real, like, lesbian porn made for lesbians would not be the
probably,
same.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it. I need to go see that now.
Yeah.
Not masturbate to it.
Yeah.
I like beholding their animal grace.
I mean, like, I don't know. I've certainly got my own... like kinks and stuff and like whatnot. I'm not like, ooh, yeah, it's gonna be gentle all the time.
No,
like, I don't like the way it's I don't like the way sex is in porn most of the time.
I think there are like maybe not all porn is bad, but like definitely like if you were watching like rape fetish porn, like
well, there's a lot of that out there. Like, and that's the thing is there's a shitload of that out there, and you'll click on a clip and it will seem cool, and then it comes on and it's like just some dude in a mask just like grabs this girl and bends her over, and like in the clip that you saw, like the preview clip, it's just like people banging and you're like, oh cool, she is attractive, this looks like a normal pornography clip, and then you start it, you're like, okay, yeah she's in the kitchen, and then it's just bam, rape, and it's so fucking jarring, and I can't believe that anyone actually watches it. It like bothers the shit out of me. I'm a fan of anime, as you know. And but like I've stopped mid-season of like watching a new anime because like they will like overly sexualize a child, or like there will be a rape scene that just was so uncalled for. I don't know what it is. I just like, I can't believe how many people are out there getting off to sexual
violence.
I went
to just like a regular sex shop in Tokyo. Like it wasn't some like weird thing.
One.
And they had just like lingerie, you know, like you'd have like sexy outfits.
Yeah.
And the model was like a 14-year-old anime character.
Oh God.
And I'm like, who, why is this?
Yeah, here. That's that, you know, there is no law in cartoon world. So.
No, it's not even just the cartoons, though. Just, like, online. You, Jackie, you have a bit about how, like, there's, like, these porn companies that are, like, 18 and abused. And it's, like, some girl who's, like, she's as young as she can possibly be to work in the porn industry. God. And they dress her up and do her makeup and stuff to make her look even younger than that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and they're, like, and then they're, like, yeah, watch her be brutalized.
Yeah,
and it's just, like,
I just can't. And this, why? God, why?
Well, and the thing that's really, really terrifying to me is that this is really, really popular. One of the top, like, you can look up online. Listeners, there's these infographics that show like the top most searched thing in your state on Pornhub, and like in like 10-15 states, maybe more, incest is the number one thing searched on Pornhub. All right, like the people, like, it's, I don't know, I don't mean to like kink shame or something, but I guess if you're
a kink shamer,
I'm just saying your shit is fucking your sister or rape or a child or something, I don't truck with you. All right.
What if that's like, you know, a secret to just strengthen the bond between siblings, you know, and we just haven't discovered that yet.
I mean that those are the first people that you learn not to fuck is your siblings.
You have to learn not to fuck.
Yeah, you must learn. You must learn.
How did you learn that, Jackson? Your mom walked in and you fingering your sister, and she was like, Jackie?
If it wasn't for primary popcorn popping on the apricot, I would have been fucking my sister. So.
Have you ever masturbated in front of a woman that you've been with?
Like, next to her, like, to finish.
Like, while she's sleeping. Because,
you know, because I don't finish.
No, not while she's sleeping. I've done the mutual masturbation thing, which is weird, but kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when I was much younger.
Yeah, and whatever you want to do. I will say this, on the issue of death grip masturbation.
Yeah.
I'd been, like, going into such a jerk-off spiral because of personal stuff. that, like, I was going to have rebound sex, and I, like, couldn't perform as well.
Well, that's a super common thing with all men now. That's part of it.
That was another reason why I quit jerking off.
Yeah.
And since I quit jerking off, I was able to, like, come twice sometimes.
Straight up, when I was younger, man, it was just, like, fucking, I could jizz stay hard. It was crazy.
Every machine, when you use it, that's one more time that you can't use it. So with porn, you're just like...
You're aging your machine.
Yeah. Age against the machine. Our new masturbation rock band.
Age against the machine.
I would have quit masturbating years ago, but I'm paranoid about, like, getting prostate cancer.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I don't know how likely prostate cancer, I mean, not like if you had regular nocturnal emissions after, you would probably still avoid prostate cancer, but,
get laid. That's the moral
story. Or that. Yeah. I stopped jerking it I went 22 days and then it was Fat Tuesday. I'm not Catholic, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give up jerking off for Lent because I've already gone 22 days, but it's Fat Tuesday, so I better do it again. Did it. Haven't done it since Fat Tuesday.
Did you measure your load?
No, but it was fucking, it was like painful, man. It was a painful load. Like I,
no, whatever. Yeah, it's ow.
Yeah, it, like I feel like I don't know if I measure, like I didn't measure it, but like I feel like my balls got smaller. Like I looked at my balls before and after, and I feel like my balls were slightly smaller than they were before.
That's some Willy Wonka shit, right there.
But no,
a small step for mankind.
No, I found that even in that 22 days, like the first like 4 or 5, it was like, man, I'm all, I should jerk it. And then if you just like work through that, you're fine. Yeah. My solution to not jerking off is when you want to jerk off, smoke a cigarette. But it works for me. It's like, but
reward yourself with the candy bar.
That's what my
the
initial,
Strength for Youth pamphlet said.
My way to quit was like by doing a lot of physical like exercise, mm-hmm. and be like too tired to do it. I just like be able to fall asleep.
Because
if
good.
You like the hardest one to break, I think, is if you like have a ritual of like jerking off before you fall asleep. Because then like every time you can't fall asleep and you're like, all I have to do is.
I had a waking up habit. Like, so like wake up, jerk off,
and then
like
spring out of bed.
And then get out of bed. And so like it's more difficult to get. It. I had the opposite problem. I couldn't wake up.
No, for me too. Couldn't wake up, couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
But I have found for me, you guys have your, well, so yours is you'd exercise and you smoke a cigarette. For me, it's acknowledging that like my mental energy is shaved by like 20% every time I do it. So like if I'm like trying to be creative or write, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or perform, I have a little less mojo.
That is weird that your energy is sapped in that way. I've never really felt like.
Well, try doing it 4 times in an hour and your day's over, buddy.
Okay. I haven't even attempted. At the age I am at, I don't think I've done the four times in an hour by myself.
It's awful.
Since I was 16. I bet it's been awful. A decade since I jizzed 4 times in an hour with my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I get in that, I don't even bother to. It's just like in the underwear. Like, here we go.
God.
It's a spiral.
Just like sitting there.
I'll
just
tell
leave
you a story.
It. You just leave
I wanted to, okay.
Well, I wanted to say something real fast, then we'll do the story. But I was just going to say, I did find that after like the first week of not jerking off, not viewing pornography, that I was just like, I felt like a king. Like I was like, I went out to things and I didn't like, I wasn't trying to get laid or anything. Yeah. I didn't, but I was like, you know what? I'm happy to be here. Things are nice. I'm enjoying myself for a minute. Like I had this issue and I think it will come back is that I was catching feelings for weird shit. Like I developed this weird crush on the girl who works at the grocery store
this
near
must
where
be
I
the
work.
Suppressed loads talking.
I was like, yeah, all of my loads were just like the semen had like leaked into my brain. And it was just like, look at her. You love her now. Thanks girl at Lee's who makes my sandwiches. I really love you.
I mean, it might not be the healthiest or the most honest thing, but there's a pleasantry to that.
When you're
a young man in school and you're just like, I have a crush on Martha.
No, I actually like that. I thought it was
it's
nice.
Wholesome.
And
it's
it wasn't
pleasant.
Like I was like, I wasn't like, I wasn't like, frothing at the mouth. I was like, she is really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wholesome.
It was
wholesome.
What a strange thought for your loads to bring in your mind.
I think my
loads. Maybe your loads are the innocent one.
Maybe that's why they're trying so desperately to get out.
Yeah, it is the intellect.
Because it's hell.
Intellect perverts the loads.
Maybe they're really smart and they're like, you won't get her by objectifying her. I'm going to make you love her.
Yeah, oh, they know that about me. They're like, Aaron is different from the other semen carriers. He must love.
I think it does give you a good feeling, though.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel like I can, like there's nothing that my body has control over me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, anytime you need to do something, whether it's like, I gotta text my girl or, you know what I mean? Like, anytime you feel like you want to do something and then you can't do it and you start to get really upset and you don't feel like you can live without it, that might be unhealthy.
I might be.
Maybe.
What was your story?
Oh, God. Yeah. Do we want to go there?
Oh, yeah, we want to go there.
It's gross as shit.
Yeah, let's
all right,
it.
Whatever. So I sometimes have the bad habit. I did before, like, when I was a younger man, and this contributed to the death grip thing. I would just, like, it'd be in the underwear. Boom. You know what I mean? And the...
I don't know. You're going to need to be a little bit more descriptive. I would masturbate
with my penis inside the underwear.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, go and do it that way. But
what does that mean? With your hand down your pants in the underwear?
The hand over the underwear.
So I don't...
Oh, you'd rub it...
I don't like to touch the...
The top of your dick?
Like, the penis, I prefer to, like, touch it through cloth.
I've actually... When I jerked off, I would do that.
And
also.
So now I do it with, like, a...
Are you guys Hasidic Jews?
I didn't like the way dicks felt.
No, it is like kind of a weird. It feels so tender and like vulnerable, and I don't know. Anyways,
what the?
Okay, so I do it through the cloth, but
dude,
I would
jerk off twins, buddy.
Yeah, I used to do it just through the underwear until I realized
jerk
that this cost.
Jerk 'em up, brothers.
Well, A, I'd have to do laundry more, and B,
that's true. That's why it was onto the same thing.
It was like a death grip thing where like. I did have, like, ED when I was doing it this way, like, inside the underwear.
Really?
And a mutual friend of ours experienced this dysfunction, but I started to do it the healthy way, like a normal way, outside the underwear, and it healed quite quickly. But
was his name Romuald Golter?
It was not Romuald Golter. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to tell the story. It's the most rancid. If it lands, it lands. So I went through a jerk-off shame spiral, and so... If you shoot one load in your underwear, it's like fine. It's like you can barely notice it. But if you do like 3, 4,
would you like go about your day? Like would you like blow a load in your underwear and you're
just
like
pull your pants
I'm gonna
up.
Go to work.
sometimes, yeah. And you don't feel good.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not something you feel good about, but it is something you do. You know.
So I go through it like I'm having a tough day, and I fall into the spiral, which means I'm just like I've got my underwear is like all gross, and I'm just like, okay.
Later are you like rotating? Are you using like uncrusty parts of the underwear, and you're like,
no, you just that's the thing. It's like it's a mental health thing where you're like. You do it once to like escape real negative emotions, and then like once you've gotten into this thing where like you can escape, you just do it again and again. So I've done that, and then like later in the day, if I like move or adjust, I can like smell this waft of like
Christ. God,
this is great. This is so worth it.
To the listeners, I have a thing. I hate jizz. I find jizz totally disgusting. My own jizz, whatever. Anyone else's, God, the smell, everything about jizz is bad. This is fucking
weird. Why would I wash my underwear when it smells like bleach?
We're not to the good point.
It's clean.
It didn't smell like bleach. It was like, this is like dead.
It stopped smelling like bleach pregame.
No, it smelled like... shit, like dead, dried. It was like this odor of just like holy shit. Like when I move, I can feel this shit fucking waft up to my. So we go and do this stand up gig in Pocatello, and then we go to the Pocatello strip club after, which is C squad of the stripper world. It's not great. God rest their hearts. The strippers had great personality, but so the stripper.
God bless their hearts.
I don't know. I've been partying pretty hard.
Hey,
so
Jackie, ugly people have shitty personalities too.
I know.
Okay?
That's true. No,
I
you
know.
Can
I'm
be
sorry.
Ugly.
Don't be
I'm
prejudiced.
Now, the stereotype that ugly
very...
people are necessarily like nicer people than beautiful people.
No, I get
well.
It. No, I totally agree.
Jackson.
And I was mean. I think I'm fairly attractive.
You're at the strip club in Pocatello.
We're at the strip club in Pocatello. And I'm aware that like. There's like a weird waft, you know what I mean? And the stripper is stripping on me, and it's like pretty good time. And then she bends over to like stick her ass in my face, and she puts her head right in my crotch. So I'm just like, God have mercy on your soul, whatever is like going on there. And pretty soon after that, she was like, I'm done, and went over to the other guy. So I was just like left with this guilt of like whatever she had experienced when she's like, ducks her head into my crotch and just gets this waft of Christ knows what in her fucking. I think you would quit after that. Was that a good story?
It was a story.
Okay. Well, you can cut that out.
No, I like it.
No. Are we going to spend the next hour convincing you to let us keep that story?
You can do it. I think it's important to be honest about
it is.
These things.
I mean, I don't know. Not as bad as that, but the first time I ever jerked off, I made the fatal mistake that we all learn in hunter safety, which is you shouldn't look down the barrel. I was bent over, sitting down, looking straight down the barrel, like eyes wide open. And my first load ever was spilled directly into my own eye, dude. I shot myself in the eye.
How'd it feel?
Bad. That might be where my hatred of jizz comes from.
And with that.
Yeah, I think we're about time.
All right. Don't shoot your eyes out there, kids.
And also, respect yourself and
your partners.
Four times.
Yeah, respect yourself, your partners. Try and keep it healthy.
Change your underwear if you jerk off five times in it.
Rape is the logical conclusion of objectification. Didn't get to that.
We talked
about it a bit. Respect your partner as a human being. It's a very vulnerable thing, sex. And always make sure your partner is comfortable, even when you ask for consent and she gets turned off.
And the best way to get into a girl's pants is by treating her as a person.
It's true.
That, honestly, yeah.
But still, I would say some people are weird about asking for consent. It's very important to me to be like, hey,
me too.
You cool with this? And if they get turned off by that, then maybe not the best match.
Yeah.
Bye.
Shalom.